first things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh.
Hey, Adok. Hey, Cindy.
I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the... Hey, you bring me up, believer. A dove, oh, ooh, your spirit up above, oh, ooh. I was choking in the crowd, building my brain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings, they would drown, but they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke open and rained down, it rained down like... The flames, you're the face of the future, the blood in my veins. Oh, ooh, the blood
welcome
in my
everybody
veins.
Yeah, that is not welcome everybody,
but they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down, it rained down like
and welcome everybody into the Illuminated Billions of Caps. Got your host Caps here. We got Sue here. And I'm here, obviously. And then we got the rest of y'all here. Rhonda, Aberrant, Adok, Phil, Benedicto. Welcome in, Cindy. And yeah, good to see everybody.
Hello, hello. I hope you're doing very well. Russell, Rhonda, Aberrant, Sue,
hello,
and everyone else in the chat. I hope you're doing very well.
Yes. How are you, Kat?
I'm good. I broke my back, but I'll be all right. I ain't a bitch, but I am. But it's one of them. Yes. Yeah, Missy said I am a bitch. Yep. So, yeah, it's confirmed. Caps is a bitch. But we already knew that. Come on. So, yeah, we've got a trivia show. It's going to be a little bit of a twist, but it's going to be the same at the end. We're going to do questions about people on Podbean, which we always do. Try and absolutely take the piss out of each other. And then before that, we're going to have a series of questions that you need to obviously put one in the chat if you want to play. And, yeah, I hope you enjoy the games. But, put another tune on if you can, bro, and we'll see if we can get a couple more people in. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. Go play. All right, good stuff. Well, we got three in so far. Hey, Matthew, how you doing? Good to see you, man. If you want to play the game, just put one in the chat and feel free to participate, man.
Long ago,
we're doing a trivia contest today, so you can put a 1 in the chat if you want to play the trivia with us, man. We're doing movies and some other things today. So, we're not calling in and talking today, but if you want to play trivia, just put a 1 in the chat. Hey, George, how you doing, man? So was it? Hey everybody, how y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
So, if you want to play the trivia with us, George, just put a 1 in the chat. Yeah, that'd be cool. Chris, if you want to play trivia with us, just put a 1 in the chat.
Come on, it's all about taking part. You know, it doesn't mean you're going to get the answer right. It's all about taking part.
Having fun. So, just have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Don't matter whether you win or lose. You will play outside. I don't want to know what you do in your personal time, Chris. All I wanted you to do, if you want to play trivia, you can put a 1 in the chat and we can keep this thing rolling. Possibly we could get another 1 or 2 people in here. Maybe we can't, I don't know. But, yeah, man. Hopefully, if you do play. So, Mr. Bragging Rights, George the Punt, you're not a god for shit. 8-0. Fucking. Are you playing or not, bro? You know what I mean? I ain't gonna beg ya, you motherfucker.
No, it's not.
Sorry about that, but yeah, all right. And this, Angie's in. Here we got Newt. See, that's
my name. Hey, Angie. Good to see you.
Yes, William's in. See, this is what I'm talking about. Here we go.
Good to see
here
you.
Here we
William.
Fucking go.
Yeah, we got William.
Here we fucking go. Right,
y'all
Angie, are you playing? Yes, come on now.
Where's Paul Russell?
I hope you're doing well.
I shared
Angie.
It in his.
Hope you're doing well.
I hope you're doing well too.
I shared it in his Discord.
Oh no, she's not saying my questions.
Oh, you ain't. You are after me, aren't you? For fuck's sake.
I don't play, yeah. I don't found.
She just sends the answers to everybody. I'm so fucking cut, right?
Where's Miss Lizzie?
I don't know.
Fox Lizzie?
Yeah, she was coming in, wasn't she?
Well, okay. Well, all right, and if we can put another song on. If possible, and then maybe we might get 1 or 2 more people. What have we got in here now? So we've got Angie's playing. Is Angie playing? Angie, are you playing, please?
Yeah, she's playing. She ain't got a choice.
Yeah. So all right, and so let's put a song on, and then hopefully, if we can get 1 more person, maybe 2, that'll be brilliant. If not, then we'll play from here. No problem. You know, we normally start about 15:15 the hour anyway, or 20:20, so that's not a problem. No, but yeah, I hope you're all right, Angie, on a serious note, yeah. You've never been firing on all pistons, you're from Scotland, for fuck's sake. Don't take the pistons out of me. Hey, you cheeky treat, don't start. I'm sorry, I'm really massive. Enough love, man, enough love. Everyone, if you're ready, put one in the chat if you want to play. If you want to play the trivia, it's going to start very soon. So,
hello, Learner Lino. I messaged Paul. I don't know. He ain't got back to me yet. We'll see what happens.
Right, I think we've got enough people in. If you can, Sue, if you're ready, can you kind of count up the names that are ready to play? Mike, hey, Leon, if you want to play, put one in the chat.
Yeah, put a one in the chat, Mike. Mike. With us. What's up, fuck you?
Leon. Fuck you.
All right, so you got Aberrant. iDoc, Cindy, Lunar, William, and Miss Angie.
Yep.
Rhonda.
Yep.
And Serotonin.
Yep.
4Q.
Mike Leon.
And Mike Leon.
Lunar Lena.
And Lunar Lena. And,
you already said that. Yeah.
The only one not playing is George. And me, you, and Sue. Yeah.
Hope that, how many numbers you got there? Because it matches mine.
Nine. All right.
Eight, nine.
Yeah.
I got ten.
Yeah, ten.
Who's
the extra
one?
No, it's ten. Because George.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's because George isn't here, but he's not playing. He's doing something else.
George, I've got George on here.
No, he's not playing. He's doing something else. He's just listening.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we got enough.
Yep.
Right then. So this is going to be hard, my people.
Hi, Lumina. Hi, Andrew. Hi, everyone.
Oh, I'm going. So that adds all out for me. Right, are you ready for the first question then? Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm going again. 1 minute. So apologize. Technical difficulties. Right. Who besides Britney Spears did Madonna kiss at the 2003 VMAs? So, yeah. Put your answers in the chat.
No, Madonna. Who else did Madonna kiss, William? Besides Britney Spears.
Let me know when everyone's answered the question.
Six, seven answers. Eight answers. There's not an answer. All right. Going once. Going twice.
Yeah, you read it.
All right, go ahead. Let me get all the answers.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. All right, so Cindy got that right. iDoc. Rhonda. Lunar and Lena. Aberrant. And Mike Leon.
Right, let me know when the scoring's done.
Done.
Okay, so the next question. Now, this is all about movies, bro. So this is where the topics can really hit hard on. So I hope you've been thinking about all them times and watching movies throughout your life. You know what I mean? So what movie is the Oscar nominated song Journey to the Past from? So what movie is the Oscar nominated song Journey to the Past from? Put your answers in the comments, please.
Who's the chick that made out with her brother? That would be Angelina Jolie.
Just guess, Avril, what you think, bruv.
Oh, my back.
Oh, dear. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Alright, I got 10 answers here.
Yeah, is that 10? We got the full 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so the answer is Anastasia.
Aberrant got that correct. Cindy got that correct. Luna and Lena got that correct.
Goes a good
tonight.
That's it? Yeah, they're on it. Yeah. Okay. Let me know when you're ready. And I'll, yeah, only three people, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Ready? So, the third question, I think it is. The third, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Is who plays the fairy godmother in the 1997 version of Cinderella starring Brandy? Put your answers in the chat. Fuck you, man.
Oh my god. What the hell?
Laughing at me.
His missus is giving him a little tickle while he's reading the question.
I'm not, it's you fucking laughing at me.
I'm taking a hard guess at it.
You don't give me a tickle.
Way to copy the others' answers to take a stab at it, Rhonda.
Now look at iDoc. Wannery Houston?
Yeah, but you know what he meant.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I just think it's
Winery. Yeah, he's just drunk at the minute.
All right, y'all, let's get those answers in, my friends. Just guess, even if you don't know, man.
Right,
just
are
guess.
We done? Come on, just fill it in, man. Fill in the spot. Let's go. Right, has everybody answered?
Yeah, I think we got all the answers. We're going to get on that one, bud.
Okay, so the answer is Whitney Houston. We have a fucking problem.
All right, so Cindy
got
that.
My stab was pretty good.
iDoc got that. Rhonda copied that. And that's
not.
And that's it. That's all they got to write.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Brilliant. Are you ready, Sue?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yep. So how many children are there in Von Trapp family of the Sound of Music? Put your answers in the comments. How many children are in the Von Trapp family in the Sound of Music?
You alright over there, Caps?
Yeah, yeah, I'm fine.
Talking away.
What, what's the matter?
I don't know, man. You sound like you're taking a hard shit.
Nah, I'm smoking a cigarette.
I guess the last one on Earth.
Fuck you, man. I'm a bit knackered. I've been eating. I've been fucking barbecuing. I'm knackered. I've been drinking since probably 1 o'clock.
That man hitting that shit like that's the last 20 milliliters of oxygen in space.
No, I was sucking my fanky pockets got a filter. Not you, you little fucking. You got your little bowl. You got your bowl and that. Fuck you. Put cereal in your bowl.
One little cornflake.
You know what I mean? When he grows a beard, he's got that one little cornflake on that fucking beard. Right, here we go. So, have we finished answering the question? I think we are, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's all we got there.
Yeah. Right, next question. I'm only joking. So, the answer is 7.
All right, Mike Leon got that correct. Miss Angie got that correct. 4Q got that correct. Aberrant got that correct. What's up, Marley? Good to see you, man. We just started a trivia. Put one down in the chat if you want to play. Lunar Lena got that correct. iDoc got that correct. And Rhonda and Cindy got that correct.
William, you didn't get it correct, for God's sake.
He put eight. He counted home slice.
He's wishing. He
counted the chick's boyfriend that she was singing.
Sarah Tony got it wrong.
He said eight. Yeah.
No, he's that old. He took the other one and they just don't know about it.
Yeah, they were counting the boyfriend. He don't count. You are 16 going on 17. You know, that whole part.
Nah, bro. So has everyone answered the chat?
Yep.
Right. Next question. What is the highest grossing movie of all time? What is the highest grossing movie of all time? Put your answers in the chat.
Will American do?
American? Well, it definitely was an American movie. Hollywood does go all out.
Filthy breakfasts on it.
That was it one time. That was it one time.
Also,
was it?
Yeah, it was it one time. The highest grossing movie. I think I got all the answers in that we're going to get here. Yep, go ahead. Going once, going twice, going three times, sold. If you ain't put the answer
so
here,
the
wrong.
Answer is, have we finished Avatar?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Miss Angie got that. Cindy got that. iDoc got that. Recap, we have Miss Angie, Cindy, and iDoc so far.
Hey, yoohoo!
I haven't got to your name yet.
Oh.
Rhonda got that correct.
Well, I heard so far, and I thought...
Lunar got that correct. Wait a minute. Yeah, because she told me to hold on, so I recapped it for
you. Oh, I didn't hear her say that. Sorry, Miss Sue.
I didn't say a word, love. He's lying.
That's not true. Rhonda, Lunar, and William got that correct.
Well, damn.
Aberyn also got that correct.
Damn.
Well, shit. Luna, how should I take that? Good or bad?
Oh, fuck you. Shut up and stay in the corner. Listen, the next question. I'm only joking.
Fuck you.
I know. Oh, don't talk to fork you like that. He had done nothing wrong.
What's up, Nick? How you doing, man? Yeah, we're playing the chat, Nick. So go ahead and put a one down in the chat if you want to play, or you know, just start answering the questions as they come in and you see them.
Yeah. Right. So, are we ready? Have we finished with the answers yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right, next question. What specific shade does Meryl Streep's Miranda Priestly dedicate a monologue to in The Devil Wears Prada?
Jesus, can you repeat that?
Yeah, please.
Fucking hell. Oh, great. Thanks for that. All right. What specific shade does Meryl Streep's Miranda Priestly dedicate a monologue to in The Devil Wears Prada? Put your answers in the chat. I ain't repeating it again. That's a mouthful.
Oh, shit.
Bright. What colour is that, bro?
Bright.
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 Fucking
bright.
Well, you said it's shade, so you said a bright shade.
But bright shine like a diamond. Or a demon. I don't know what you mean.
Either one.
Yeah. Is Nick playing or not?
Yeah, he's playing. Nick,
has
everyone
answered?
Yeah, I think we're all got answers in here. Yep.
Right, so the answer is Cerulea.
What?
Cerulea. Yeah, the answer. What specific shade does Meryl Streep's Miranda Priestly dedicate a monologue to in The Devil's Wear, brother? The answer is cerulea.
Is that red?
I don't know what fucking colour it is. Look it up.
Is it brown?
I'm just fucking answering them, mate.
It's blue.
Me not know. I don't know the colour, man. But my clash is depart. Dirty bitch farted.
Did anybody get that right, Russell?
What shite? Look at Angie. What shite? Yeah, fucking shooting. That's the tip. It's running in.
I don't know. Let me see what
shade
is.
Not right. Well, are you ready for the next one?
Nobody answered that. Ceruleum's an indolescent. Ceruleum's an indolescent color. It goes from orange to blue.
I'll give you an easy one. So the next one is, what was the first feature length animated movie ever released? Put your answers in the comments.
Ratatouille.
No, it wasn't. No, shut up.
That's a good movie, though. Ratatouille is a good movie.
Yeah, it is. He was a chef.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I like it. He didn't like just a normal rat fare of bland leftover garbage. He had taste.
Fantasia. Shut up. I ain't saying a word.
Serotonin, you can't put that.
Shit, what?
Define that serotonin. Come on, laughing boy. Define
someone
that.
Someone knows who I'm talking about.
I'm talking about Roger Rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the first animated film. I think we got all the answers.
Have you got all the answers? So the answer is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh.
Mm. Boo.
Alright, Lunar got that. Aberrant got that. Kim got that.
Hang on, the last one I got it.
William. Rhonda, you got that? I'm not even sure what the hell Nick said. Yeah, that's it.
Orange!
Oh my god. Are you ready for the next fucking question?
Yeah.
Right. So, what's the name of the dance number performed toward the beginning of Rocky and the Horror Picture Show? So, what's the name of the dance number performed toward the beginning of Rocky Horror Picture Show? So what song are you know? I suppose. Put your answer in the show.
Shut up for a time.
Yes, and you go.
Superstar is one word, serotonin.
I wasn't sure.
Hmm.
That's the name of the song, though. It's two words.
No, my version. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Not super.
It's about a star.
Mm-hmm. About the birth of Jesus. Have you never seen the Jesus?
I've never seen it. No.
Yeah, it's about the birth of Jesus.
I thought that was the name of the song. Two different movies, two different plays.
So is everyone answered the question?
Yeah, I got six answers. Anybody else going to answer this question? Anybody
six.
Else?
Come on, answer the fucking question.
15 people in here, 11 of y'all are playing, six answers. Anybody else got an answer? It's not hard, man.
Come on, just stop looking up on Google.
We'll go with Nick and Williams.
No, that's Shorty. Shorty's not in here.
Yeah. All right, so...
Right, we got a time limit, so that's it then.
Yeah,
so,
roll on.
The answer is the time warp.
Yes.
Hey, there's Paul. Where the fuck you been, man?
On the water, man. What's up?
Oh, hell yeah.
What's up, Paul?
Who'd you go out on the water with today? Yeah, Lunar Lena got that.
Jamie, Bailey, Wilson, the grandbaby.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, Lunar Lena got that correct.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. 1 point off for everybody that copied Monster Mash.
No one copied my answer. That was very strange.
Are you in, Paul?
Yeah, you gonna play, Paul?
No, I'm fishing, so it'd be hard to talk. Keep up with that.
You can talk. Okay.
What kind of fish you got out there?
Wait, you show your tack then, mate.
The live kind.
Smelly fish.
All right, we got all the answers. Oh, yeah, Lunar's the only one we got it right. Next question. Me, sir.
Right, and are we ready?
Hold on. Hang on. iDoc says he got it right as well. You're not very good at the scoring today,
I don't
Russell.
Yeah, I am. Who else missed? Okay, yeah, okay. I see it. All right. He did get it correct. My bad. He did. I apologize.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Calm. Right, and so the next question. Have you done it, sir?
Angie did
right,
not
so
get it
the next
correct.
Question is.
Hang on.
Yeah,
oh, Angie
got
did
it
get
right.
It correct too. Damn it! All right, Angie got it right too. Whatever, Angie, Lunar Lena, and iDoc—they all three got it. Whatever. I just know Rhonda didn't get it right because she copied Monster Mash.
Yes, we all know. Tell everybody in here. Rhonda got it incorrect.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. All right, so we're done. Yeah, we ready now?
Yes, sorry.
Right, in what fictional town is Jaws set? So I'll say that once more. In what fictional town is Jaws set? Put your answers in the comments, please.
Was that a fictional town? I thought it was real.
No, it's Pennsylvania, sir.
I'm so glad I only do the score in this because I've...
California!
Yeah, that's just where Suze likes to send all the packages to California. Well, go ahead and cheat, Angie. And just pick an answer that's on the board and just throw it out there.
God damn it, he will. God damn it, he won't.
All right, what's the answer, Cap?
Amityville. Nah, it's Amity Island.
Yeah, it's Amity Island.
Is that the same as Amityville, Caps,
no,
or
no.
not?
No, it's, Amityville, but it's Amity. Amityville Amity. Is a real place. Amity, oh, however, is not. Yeah. So, Aberrant got that correct. Cindy got that correct. IDoc Phil got that correct. Rhonda got that correct. And Miss Angie got
what about
that
me?
Correct.
Angie.
Yeah, Miss Angie got that correct. No, Filthy. No. No, you did not. Because the name of the town is not West Chestersonfield, Bill.
Pretty fucking simple, to be honest. I mean, we ain't no rocket scientists in here, though, but I'm sure I'm fucking right on that one. So, so are we ready for the next question? Have you filled in the results, Sue?
Yeah, it's question number 10 now, Caps.
Okie dokie. So, where? Shut the fuck up, Mark. Not really. No. In Titanic, where is Jack Dawson from? So, in Titanic, where is Jack Dawson from? Put your answer in chat. Now, you can say one of two, and you'll still get a point for it. I'll give you that.
He's from a little town that has little doors. He wishes he was from a big town with big doors, and he'd still be alive, but no. Alas, little doors. From Greenbow, Alabama.
California.
Different questions in this one.
All right, I think we got all the answers here.
Yeah, we done.
Anybody else want to answer? Anybody else want to answer? I know y'all ain't copying William with his Chippewa Falls. Oh, he didn't even put that. I didn't know William likes to sing that shit. All down from the Chippewa. You know.
So the ants can. Can you hear me? Can you tell me if you can hear this when I put it on? Did you hear that?
I heard
your daughter laughing.
No.
I heard you.
The answer is Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow, that is the answer. Look, William, you should have said Chippewa, man. All right, Aberrant got that correct. Doc Phil got that right.
Fucking
Rhonda got that right.
Shit.
Lunar Lena got that right. Yeah, the legend lives on from Chippewa.
Who else? Anyone?
And that's it. What's up, Nick? How you doing?
Are you
right? Are we?
William did not get that right.
No, he said Montana. Montana. That boy there was from Montana.
Yeah. So, are we ready for the next question?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second.
No, we're not. Sue needs a minute.
No.
Did the pants feel wet? Hold on.
All right, ready.
Okay. So, what does the movie rating R stand for?
Repeat that again.
What does the movie?
No, sorry.
What does the movie rating R stand for?
Stop laughing.
As Andy said, rub it. What?
He's probably right. You've got a Pringle box in the cinema with you, eh?
I'm saying nothing.
You must have.
All right, what it is?
I'm saying nothing. So the answer is, everyone answered, yes?
Yeah, I've already explained that, Miss Andy, to Shep. The popcorn box with the hole on the bottom seems like a good idea until you get a little popcorn kernel stuck in your pee hole. Then it ain't no fun no more if somebody's in trouble. Shit goes bad.
Oh, green. So have we finished with the answers?
Yes.
Okay, so the answer is restricted.
Yeah.
Who got that right?
Lunar and Lena got that correct. Filthy got that correct. Aberrant got that correct. William got that correct. IDocFell got that correct. Cindy. Rhonda.
Phones over in the same order you call them out.
That's it. I think Rick got that right as well.
Who?
I mean, whoever that is, we need to talk. Who the fuck that is?
Right, Nick.
Sorry.
No, he said,
fucking Rick. I forget, man. Alright, he didn't get it right. Right, so, alright, next question. Hey, have you done it?
Let's see if he gave it real.
Have you done it?
I'm checking out Nick B's answer, are we?
I mean, we're gonna give another one here. Yeah, I know, he got it wrong. He said robbed.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he said robbed. Right, so what movie is Alan Rickman's first film credit? What movie is Alan Rickman's first film credit? Put your answers in the chat, motherfuckers.
That shit worked for Osman. Osman does that.
What do you mean? What are you on about?
You're rustling.
What?
That ain't me. That's fucking rustling.
That was me. Sorry. I'm eating sunflower seeds.
No, that's him. Oh, the fucking weirdo.
That's not me.
Mute yourself, fucking clown.
Laughing boy.
Mute yourself. Stop eating your popcorn, you weirdo.
It's between my legs.
Oh yeah, my God.
Pop them. You know, it looks like you've been tangoed. You must have been eating cheesy puffs the night before.
See, that's funny.
Brush this shit out, man.
I'll admit that's funny.
Hey, well, mute yourself if you're going to eat, man. Rustle like a fucking tussle muscle.
Bitch. I'm not wrestling now.
You are.
Shut the fuck up. So, everyone going to answer the fucking question?
Yeah. Any more answers? No. Any more answers? Any more answers? Any more? All right, go ahead.
Any more?
Man, it's like pulling teeth, man. Just answer the damn question.
Do you know what I mean? Fuck. No, yeah, any?
All right, go ahead. Your turn.
All right, here we go. We're done, yeah?
I didn't need you to answer. Anyway.
No, do you want me to do it? I'll do it again. If you want.
No, you go ahead. I sound like filthy. He started answering again.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, the answer to what movie is Alan Rickman's first film credit is, the answer is Die Hard. Adam Rickman, really good producer, man.
And if you notice, Rhonda answered first, so therefore Rhonda did not cheat.
Yeah, Google's
out. No, you done well that time. Fucking hell. You're amazing. Don't play to those. No, I respect you for that, you fucking cheating bastard, because you mentioned it. Right, so the next one is...
Alright, so Rhonda got that right.
I will later, don't fucking worry about it. I keep telling you, you've been telling me that.
Got that right? Miss Angie got that right?
I'm not on Google, Nick.
I dot got that right.
Oh shit!
Luna got that right.
Actually, I'm on Realtor.com.
Cindy got that right.
That's all.
If you like, I pulled the picture for you.
I'm supposed to be scoring it because I can't hear a fucking word you're saying.
Yeah, I didn't say on, nothing. Shut the fuck off.
Where's you at, Sue? Miss, I didn't say nothing. That's what you told her earlier.
No, she's trying to collect.
Yeah, what name did you hear last?
Cindy.
Oh, hell. That's it.
Yep, yeah, okay. So.
Well, you heard them all then.
How are you done? Let me know, so if you're done. Come on, yeah, you're done well. So, like, no, serious, you're a legend, because if we didn't, we'd never know the fucking winner. So it's really important, serious. Are you ready for the next one, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, I might say this wrong, so you just bear with me. How many suns does the planet Tatooine Luke's home have in Star Wars? Yeah, Tatooine. Mm-hmm. So how many suns does the planet Tatooine, Luke's home, have in Star Wars? Put your hands in the chat, please. Thank you very much. No, I've never heard that before.
That's cool, man.
What's up, Crazy? You're more than welcome to participate if you want. We're nearly at the end of the trivia ones, but you can still jump into the joke ones, so you're more than welcome to play.
How many did Google say, Rhonda?
I don't know. I didn't Google it. I told you, I'm on Realtor.com.
All right, I got all the answers.
Shut up, sir.
You gotta lose a couple, Eddie. You gotta lose a couple.
I'm pretty sure I lost this one.
Yeah, you can't get them all right.
So,
people think so.
I'm not a Star Wars fan.
No, good cheater. Tell them if they go on Google, the sausages.
Go on Google, you sausages, big boy.
So the answer is two.
Two macaws.
Damn, that was a guess.
All right, Aaron got that correct.
I know, right?
I'm in a blue box.
Rhonda got that correct. I Doc Phil got that correct. That's it.
Just three. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Two in a Google.
I did not Google.
Yeah, and he's okay.
Let me know when you're finished.
Yeah, next question.
Right, here we go. So, Crazy, if you don't mind, mute yourself if you're not in the show, you know what I mean? Right, so, what was the first and still only horror movie to win the Oscar for the Best Picture? So what was the first and still only horror movie to win the Oscar for Best Picture? Put your answer in the comments, please. And I hope you do well, Crazy. Don't mean to put you in, but we're playing a fucking game. So I hope you do well.
I put my answers down in the text.
There, good girl. Thank you very much.
The shinging?
I misspelled it.
I know what you mean.
I know what you mean. Red rum, red rum.
That sounds Jewish, the shringing.
I'm not having a very good visual day.
It's fine, it's fine. Obviously, they haven't been having many of them. You lost your dog that long ago and you didn't have a good visual day.
Shut the fuck up, Cap. Shut.
I felt the buffers.
How is your dog anyway? I hope your dog's all right.
Alright, thank you,
everybody. I hope the dog's all right anyway. Alright, so everyone's answered. So the answer is the Silence of the Lambs.
What? Well, that was my second guess. You know, I almost put that down too. Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
The way you all thought you got it
please
right
tell me,
for a minute.
But please
a
tell
trickle.
Me, but. Please
you had a
tell me
trickle.
The Shining was somewhere in there. Like, they wanted some words, though, didn't they?
No, it's a complete different fucking film, but...
I know, it's a complete different fucking film, you fucked ass, right? That wasn't the question. See, if you shut your tongue, you would have heard the question.
Listen, the question was, what was the first... and still only horror movie to win the Oscar for Best Picture? And the answer is, whether you like it or fucking not, it's Silence of the fucking Lambs. I'm not going to talk about how many fucking awards The Shining got, crazy. Okay? That's the answer. End of.
He got zero.
Anyway.
He got zero for Best Picture.
For fuck's sake. So, have we collected all the answers for the show? fucking hell. A fucking story on how good The Shining is. Fuck your answer, you know, you're wrong.
You can't. The school teacher.
That I'd never go into it, man. Never, ever. I teach people at work and I'm a cunt in that respect, so don't even go there. They learn or they fuck off. There's two simple ways. But anyway, so have we took all the answers? Yes?
Yeah, I mean, nobody got it right.
I don't
know. Oh, nobody. Brilliant.
Listen, you're going to get the sack in a minute if you keep getting this wrong. Keep your mom on the middle.
Someone got it right.
Oh, he did say Silence of the Lambs. I did. I thought he said The Shining. I'm sorry. I got caught up with the shenanigans.
Fucking Al Rush. Come on.
I
got
caught up with the shenanigans, man.
Yeah.
Someone did right under the Silence of the Lambs. I'm sorry, man.
Just
because
I'm
chicken. Come on, that's
stuck
bad,
in, dude, look, I wasn't even paying attention to that answer, really, because it was stuck in between The Shinging, Alien, and Friday the 13th. Three movies is one nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, just nothing, man.
Right.
Whatever.
No, but okay, so who got it right then? Who got
it right?
I got it right. And who else?
Okay,
brilliant.
So, from now on, Adok, don't put your answer in the midst of a bunch of shitty answers.
Right, all right. So, the next question, what are we on? What question are we on?
This is question 15.
Okay, so what is the name of the hotel in Psycho?
Ooh, I know this one. Fuck.
Pardon me.
Unlucky.
9.5, mate.
Rattle me with you. Oh, thank you.
It's like a 3.2.
What the fuck?
We're not about you. We're not about you in the mirror.
Whatever, man. ever better burps come out of a newborn and patting them on the back.
I smiled when I did it as well. I had wind. Nick's room. Oh, proper batty boy, man. I'm only joking. I'm only joking. Has everyone answered?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we sure? Or...
Fuck it, he's wrong.
Yeah.
Yep, so what is the name of the hotel in Psycho? The answer is the Bates Motel.
Ooh. Premier Inn.
So Bates Motel, anything like that. Premier Inn.
Who got it wrong? That would be the question.
Fucking class.
Yeah, so Averett got it right. I-Doc got it right. William got it right. Crazy got it right. Rhonda got it right. Cindy got it right. Lunar got it right.
There you go.
Who got it wrong?
It's a motel.
And J plus a premier.
It's a motel because the rooms are on the outside. A hotel, the rooms are on the inside. That's the difference between a motel and a hotel.
Right. Right. We're going to go three. We're going to go 3 points here. This is the last question for the trivia now. Like, have we answered it? Did we answer, yeah? We've done it, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you answered it? Have you, everyone done with the scoring, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so we've got, I'm not going to.
Crazy's done with the scoring.
She's brilliant. Thank you, Crazy. Thank you. Wow, thank you. So we're going to do, it's like a 3-in-1, and then we're going to end it, and then we're going to, hopefully, if Russell can, we're going to go to the main one, set the piss one, and then we'll go from there. Is that all good for everyone? Yeah?
I have no idea what the fuck you said. I think I told
what he meant. I didn't. So,
the hell did you just say, man?
What?
What the hell did you even just
say?
What did you say? 3-in-1? I said we're going to the main one, then we're going to Russell put on one, and then we're coming back.
All right, I'll explain it again. We're going to shut your mouth, and I'll explain it then. So we're going to go and do, I'm going to do like a 3-in-1. You got 3 chances to answer this question. Then after that, on the last, this is the last question of the trivia. Then we'll do the shit, jokey, fucked up ones. Okay? You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, right. The answer. Don't do that. So the question is, what 3 movies share the title for winner of the most Oscars? So what 3 movies share the title for winner of the most Oscars? Put your answers in the chat and you'll get a point for 1, 2, or 3 of them. If you get all 3 of them, you get 3 points. Obviously, it goes down. Yeah, well, I've already got one in my hand. Just don't worry about that. Fucking hell, I've had too many.
That's what the problem is.
Oh, £3 for Madry in the railway, man.
Man cave you in for the last bit, which is the funny ones.
So do you list 3 movies?
You can if you know them, unless you want to keep it.
How the fuck are we listening here?
I'm confused.
Just list 3 movies.
It don't take much, does it?
Rhonda, 3 movies you think won Oscars, yeah?
Okay.
What 3 movies share the title for winner of the most Oscars? And it isn't a cat. It's an award. Yeah.
Lord of the G-Strings.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
We got answers, man.
Okay. Right, are we finished? Are we done? Right, so the... No? Okay, I'll wait. I'll give it 20, 30 seconds. No problem.
Lord of the
Get your answers in.
I'll stop it laughing.
Right, just let me know if you're done. Come on.
Russell. I said we were doing. You said give it a few more minutes, so I ain't saying nothing.
Right. Here we go now. This is it now. This is it. Answer is the Lord of the the Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, Ben Hur, Titanic.
That's four.
No, it isn't. The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King is one.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So how am I supposed to know who got what right?
So you've got to go through the questions now.
If anyone said Lord of the Rings, they got it right. If anyone got Ben-Hur or Titanic, they got it right. So, trying to say that.
Yeah, okay.
Can we give Laughing Boy Lord of the G-String?
No.
Yeah, you got to give him
that.
No,
he said Lord of the G-String. Yes.
What?
He was not being serious.
I said my answer before that, though.
Yeah, we did, actually. I think he did put Lord of the Bumhole Rings.
Well, you got two of the three. Right? You got two of the three, right? So he gets 2 points.
Who got two? Sorry.
Sarah Tony got two of the three, right? You got Titanic and Lord of the Rings. So he got 2 points.
Okay.
Angie, don't you fucking kick off now. I swear.
I got two points.
Okay, now she's kicking off.
Aberrant got 2 points.
Aberrant got 2 points.
Yeah.
What were you saying? #HoopsAnymore.
I think that's it, man.
Anyone else?
I'm looking.
No problem. I'm going to search my...
Lena got 1 point.
Yep.
I think that's it, yeah. Between all the stupid chat in between.
Have you done it, sir?
I'm still doing it. Toy Story 1, 2.
Okay, no, it's fine. I'm not trying to rush it at all. It's been really good as well. Thank you everyone for joining. It's been a fucking a blast. And don't leave, because these questions, the next questions, are gonna be a little bit different, and I hope you're able to answer them. And I'm sure you will, because they're multiple choice, so you're more than welcome to say any one of them, and you never know, you might get it right. So, yeah. Let me know, Sue, when you're ready.
I'm ready. Asher, are you playing these last 10 questions? Because they're all personal ones, love.
Yeah, I hope you do. If you're more than... Well, I'm going to play anyway. If you want to play, put your answers in the chat. If you don't, then no problem. Right, and so here we go. Right, question one. Russell and Cap started a new show last week. What's its name? Is it A, the middle? Is it B, the beginning? Or C, the end?
It's the end this week. No, fuck sorry, you. I didn't mean that, boys. I didn't mean that. What do you mean, pull halfway there?
I love it. Amber. Right, everyone put your answers in the chat. If you don't put your answers in a certain time, then you're not going to get the score.
She's got a middle finger up.
Okay. So the answer is, fuck out, Shay, if you don't want to play. So I, the middle.
Yeah, so.
Well, middle.
Aberrant.
I would say the middle.
Luna. Cindy. Miss Angie. Serotonin. And William.
Hold on. Shit. Cindy, yeah, go on.
Okay. Serotonin. William. Yeah. And Rhonda.
Yeah.
Crazy, iDoc, and Paul. Okay.
So who got it wrong?
whoever didn't answer.
Angie got it right. She stuck her middle finger up.
Oh, yeah.
That count?
Yeah, Angie got it right to you. I thought I said her name up there. I thought she said it to begin with.
Everyone, all right, let's go. Next question, yeah?
I'm still scoring, though. Hold on.
All right, keep scoring.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So how many hours had Caps been drinking last Friday before he joined Sue's show? Was it A, 7.5 hours? Was it B, 4.5 hours? Or was it C, 6 hours? Put your answers in the chat.
It just goes to show many people were on my show, doesn't it? There wasn't a seven, lady. There was a seven and a half, if you mean that.
Right, is everybody answered?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yep.
Okay, so how many hours had Caps been drinking last Friday before he joined Sue's show? Sue's show. It was 7.5 hours, man. Yeah, man.
All right, Man Cave got that. Mike Leon got that. I'm sure Crazy got that. And that's it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Rhonda, you was there.
Fuck, I thought it was C. I didn't know. I didn't pay attention to the fucking number. Shit.
She's funny. You pay attention to the fucking numbers.
Damn.
I love it. No, you're good, man. That was the best response I could ever get. Right, so the next question, have you done? Are you done? Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, so question three. In 3 days, what is South Oz planning on doing? Is it A, fishing? Is it B, shopping? Or is it C, going in the bush? Put your answers in the comments, please.
You're right, Lizzie. Is it better than the boat?
Hey, Lizzie.
Yeah,
going in someone's bush.
Make this happen.
Hey, Lizzie.
And Asher, you can't have all three, love. A, B, and C.
I know, yeah. He thinks Chris is in here, I think. Right, so let me know when everyone's answered, if you don't mind, please.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Is everyone answered? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So the answer is C. Going in the bush. Yeah.
All right. Cindy and Aberrant got that right. Man Cave and Rhonda got that right.
Oh, shit.
What?
Right. So that's Aberrant. Sorry. Rhonda.
Cindy.
Man Cave. Cindy.
Yeah. Crazy lady.
Man Cave did it right. He said every single one of them, A, B, and C.
Yeah, his first answer was C.
I got it right.
Here, can Hang I get on. To you? Crazy got it right. Oh. I Doc got it correct. Miss Angie got it correct. And that's it. That's all they got it correct.
Sorry.
But Man Cave's first answer was C. Before he started being
Serotonin killed. Didn't get it right. Nick B.
And we go, right. We do go by first answers. We do, we genuinely go by first answers. Every other answer is a joke, but like the first answer is the one. Yeah. So, yeah. Are we done with the score?
Hang on. A laughing boy okay. Saying he got it correct.
No,
did
he didn't. He said I got it incorrect.
Oh, okay. That's incorrect. Sorry, I'm not looking for
okay. Put your glasses on properly then. Oh. Right. So, right, here we go. Are you ready for the fucking next question, for fuck's sake?
Yes.
All right, everyone. So, question four. Ellie is always competing to be the co-host on all shows with whom? Is it A, Sue? Is it B, Shelby? Is it C, Shep? I won't say Rhonda either, whoever written that. I'm not saying Rhonda. Okay. Thank you.
One out, Asher.
Fucking hell, who's got the Jack in the Box out? What the fuck?
Nick B's put, I thought she was the host.
She's the mostest with the mostest. Mostest problems. I'm only joking. Come on, let's go.
Alright, I think we got all the answers in.
Well, so we've got the answer. So Eddie is always competing to be the co-host on all shows with who? Shelby. And yeah, it's C, it's Shep. The answer
wow,
is
look
C,
at all these
Shep.
People putting in Sue.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
So the only people to get it right is Crazy, Cindy, and William.
Wow.
And you on all the shows what? Where they're sitting competing with each other all the time, Shelby.
The fuck?
Like, you're there when they're be like, hey, welcome to the Russell Show, which is co-hosted by Eddie. And everybody know, co-hosted by Shep. You're there.
Right. Next question. Have you done
not
the scores,
once,
please?
Not just once.
Again,
every
with the small
show.
Details. You don't pay attention to the small details.
But it's every show.
Thank you, Crazy. Thank you.
Well, she don't do it on his taxes, because I'll beat her up if she does it on me.
She only pays attention to Ansel's Google can give her.
Right, are we ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Right, so, question 5. What did Paul manage to get running this week? Was it A, a car? Was it B, a tractor? Was it C, a boat? Put your answers in the chat, please.
I think he's already given the answer away already tonight.
You're all wrong. Paul ain't ever got anything properly running a day in his life.
Is there anything people run around pool for exercise? That's all they do. Are you right, Paul? How you doing, bro?
Duh, he's in the room.
I didn't know, you sausage.
All right, I think you know. Got all the answers.
So I'm saying by that statement, all Paul's vehicles probably only run when he runs them because there's some kind of, you know, magic glitch.
Yeah. Right, so the answer is boat. The answer is boat.
Hey, Angel Bear.
Okay, that's called a redneck burglar alarm.
So who got boat?
Sorry,
who got boat right?
I didn't hear
that. That right.
Try speaking closer.
Shut up. Aberrant got that
what
right.
What the fuck?
Miss Angie got that right. Serotonin got that right. Mike Leone and Crazy got that right. Rhonda and iDot got that right. And then Lunar got that right.
You get that, Sue?
No, not yet. I'm still doing it. I'm talking
now. No, it's fine.
William got it right.
I know you're not a robot, even though you got a titanium arm.
How hard is it to put a check mark? I'm just playing.
How the hell am I going to Google that answer, serotonin?
Right.
So, you said, all right, Aberrant and William and Angie.
Okay. Did Luna get it right or wrong?
Luna got it right.
Yeah, thank you.
That's it.
Right, are we ready?
Yep.
So, how many days was Jake, crazy lady's dog, go missing? Was it A, 5 days? Was it B, 8 days? Or was it C, 6 days? Put your answers in the comments.
Don't you answer, Crazy. I'll give you a point, crazy anyway.
Who the hell done went to sleep?
What?
Me.
Breathing heavy, man.
That's Caps.
The oxygen deficiency is strong with
this. Caps.
Mate, I'm fucking tired. Leave me alone, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Lisa can breathe. You're breathing into a bowl. Shut your mouth, man.
I was just wondering, man. I didn't think it was you. That's why I was asking, dude.
Yeah, I'm fucking tired, man. I feel like falling asleep. I've eaten, bro. It's different.
I know, and you're hurting. I know, man. I got you.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay awake, you motherfucker, man.
Move you to higher altitudes. Cleaner air.
I need to blow my nose. I need to blow my fucking nose. That's what it is.
All right, what's the answer?
Fuck you, that's what the answer is.
All y'all got that wrong then. Oh, you got that wrong.
The answer is B, 8 days.
Get out!
Cindy, Lunar. Rhonda, Nick, iDoc Phil. That's it. Yeah, crazy, obviously.
Right.
Are you ready for the next one?
I am.
Okay, so question 7. So Luna Lina has how many children? Is it A, 1? Is it B, 3? Or is it C, 2?
It's gone green. Oh, no, boy, why are you gone green? Yes. Next. Oh. Oh, Luna's put 2. Lizzie's put 2. She's a babe.
Well, all right. I think we got all the answers. I guess we give Lunar a point.
Okay, sure, so the answer is Luna. No, it's Luna and answer. Luna, Lena, how many children?
Well, but she didn't have to answer, Cass. The question's about her. I didn't want her to answer, and then everybody copied her answer.
It's 1. It's I, 1. She's got 1 child.
Look at all these people that don't know you.
You don't remember.
All right, Miss Angie got that right. Serotonin got that right. Rhonda got that right. Cindy got that right. iDoc Phil got that correct. Yeah. And I'll give 1 to Lizzie because she said she has 2.
Oh, Shelby, what are you doing? You're washing up and fucking making dinner in front of us, isn't it?
I am making dinner, yes.
Yeah, but you need to mute yourself.
That's cool. You're just making dinner, you know. We're trying to do a show.
No, I don't want to hear the crackle. It sounds like fucking cocoa, but like snap crackle and fucking pops coming out, man. So anyway, so question 8. Eric is more commonly known on the pod as a king. B, a queen, and C, a father.
Sorry, Russell. Sorry, Russell.
Wow, you messed that all up, didn't you?
Well, I mean,
none of those answers are what I told her to put down, man. I don't know where she went out all wrong. She just rebelled.
Oh, no. You're joking. I'm just reading from the script, bro. I'm just reading from a script, my boy. I couldn't
resist it, Russell.
You're a bitch, man. What was the others?
I was going to be like brother, cousin, uncle, something, man. She went queen.
Oh, You're fucking right. Oh, shit. Don't ever give her the power, man. She's of course. Right, so has everyone answered?
There's no Eric that question came directly.
Serotonin, bounce. Come on, bounce. Yeah, I see you later, bro. Have a good one, man.
All right, Serotonin.
Shut the door on your way out, you fucking faggot.
Serotonin, wait, your question's next.
Your question's next as well. Oh, dude. Right, so have you filled in the answers?
Yeah. What's the answer?
Father.
I see. Yeah.
You got it right.
Serotonin, aberrant, and lunar got it correct.
There you go.
Right, we'll do. Angie and Adon got it correct.
Sorry, Angie, I got him.
Crazy. Cindy and Rhonda got it correct. That's it.
Did anyone guess? Okay.
No, nobody guessed B.
What was it, Queen?
Nobody ever got him confused with Bella.
You dickhead. Right, here we go. So, question 9. It was apparent first wedding anniversary yesterday, but how many years has she been with her husband? Is it A, 2 years? Is it B, 11 years? Or is it C, 7 years?
Don't put it down. I will give you a point, love.
Yeah, she automatically gets the point. Aberrant, the one who's just fucking typed, fuck, I don't know. The fuck, William? Use your fucking eyeballs, you cunt. Sorry, I don't mean to swear. Yeah. I did from the start, so there's no fucking point.
It's just a dragon.
Trying to retract it now.
It's okay.
They quite tried to hide it now. They sent the middle. They sent the fucking middle. Sandy fucking night, mate. You know what I mean? Can't, bungee
can't. On a Sunday night.
You know what I mean? And me, you get forgive. You need to forgive your fucking self and fuck off out that door. Right, so, right, have we all answered the fucking answer?
Yeah.
The question? So, the answer is 11 years. It's B, 11 years.
Who got that, Russ?
Lunar and Lena got that correct.
I don't think anyone else did.
William?
And Serotonin.
No,
shit.
Aberrant. Oh, no, Aberrant. We'll get it right, wouldn't she?
What's up, man?
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Aberrant, no, she didn't answer.
No, I'm joking.
But Aberrant will get it right because it's about her, so she'll automatically get a point.
I'm looking, Angie. Hang on. No, you didn't get it right. You said two.
Yeah, you said two, bitch. Call the cops. You sound like an obscene phone caller. Well, it all depends on who I'm fucking talking to, Angie. So if it's a Scottish woman on there, you never know. I might be really obscene. Right, so the next question is, question 10, Filthy Breakfast, a.k.a. Serotonin, a.k.a. Laughing Boy, is moving to his new residence, but what is it? Is it A, an apartment? Is it B, what the fuck is that?
A condominium.
A condominium, whatever the fuck that is. That's a new word. And then C, a house share. A fucking condominium.
Condominium.
Okay, that's really a
it's
condo.
A condo.
Fuck me.
She was being all proper and spelling the whole damn word. I don't know. I told her condo.
Fuck me.
I told her condo.
She had to fucking go there, didn't she? Fucking hell. Had to be proper. Had to be so proper.
I told her, look, dude, I even said a house or a condo. And she said house, share, condominiums.
And a condominium? Do you think this is aluminium?
I also told her, like, the pod cousin and the pod brother, and she went with pod king and pod queen, so, you know.
Yeah, but I'll change them when you've gone.
Oi, spirit talk. No, I just smoke pure weed, man. That's the problem.
All right. So, I think we got
it. Anyway, pardon me. Has everyone answered?
Yeah.
Right, who got it right? Sorry.
Nobody. All right, Crazy did.
Nobody.
Crazy and William got it right.
Oh, okay.
How'd you know? You don't, I even told you the answer.
Because I came up with a fucking question.
But no one else knows. You're doing a me right now. You're doing a me.
I was just
next question.
Along,
you didn't
man.
Even tell me the fucking answer, you cunts.
I was just moving along, dude.
It's the last fucking question, you cunts. So, the answer is A, apartment. Thanks, Ross. That's brilliant. That's fucking... I made the question. No one knew. I'm dead. Fuck
yeah.
Well,
I told you you got it right. You don't need to know the answer. Just know you got it fucking wrong.
You billy, billy bastard, yeah. No, that was fucking... I tell you what, everyone who participated tonight, you're all... honestly, you're brilliant. Like, really appreciate you all, man. Like, honestly. So... Right, are we gonna put a song on and then we'll do the scores and do the results?
Oh, it's up to you. I've got the scores if you want them.
Have you got the scores now? No, I want you to tell them. You done it, so you tell them. No, serious, that's your part, man. It's like, it shouldn't be mine, it should be yours.
Okay, so third place is Cindy with 15 points.
Wow.
Yep.
Congratulations. 15 points, that's good, man. Fucking hell.
Second place, we've got three people in second place.
No way.
We've got Luna Lena, Rhonda, and Aberrance.
Hey! Brilliant.
Hey!
Wow.
Good job, ladies.
You're all ya. Fucking good on you, man.
But first place goes today.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Okay. You did what I said. I was too bad. Never mind.
Go on. It's brilliant. Go on.
First place goes to Idlefowl with 21 points.
Oh, right. Wow. Congratulations. Wow. Brilliant. I got foul smashed it, bro. Did you win with the others as well? Like, with the, you know, the mad questions at the end? Did he do well on them?
Well, I can't tell you that now. I'll close it down.
Yeah, he did about half and half.
Wait, I
feel
you.
No, no, can, no. He only got
three out of the last questions wrong out of the funnies. Yeah.
Wow, you done brilliant. Fucking hell.
Well done, Ivan.
Yeah, congratulations, my bro. If you win again, you could get some merchandise and you could get some goodies. So, keep going. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I absolutely appreciate you all. We could just about speak properly, so it's a fucking amazing time. But I'm good. But I'm gonna go on Rocket League and that. But yeah, I love you all, and fuck yeah, man, brilliant show.
Same time next week, everybody, and then a draw at the end of the month for some merchandise, which I will explain later on. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Appreciate y'all for being here for Illuminated Brilliance and Caps Trivia Show. Thank you, everybody, for coming and participating. We'll see you next time. Next Sunday, same bad time. Hey, check us out Tuesday, 10 a.m. with The Middle, me and Caps. Make sure you're there for that. Check out Cindy and Rhonda Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. They start before The Middle comes on. So check them out and all the other great shows out there. Until we see you again later, my friends.